City Manager John Jennings proposed the moratorium last week after it became clear that organizers of the potentially divisive referendum were likely to get the signatures needed to put it to a citywide vote. Several wharf and waterfront property owners turned out for last night's council meeting to support the pause, including Phineas Sprague, a longtime force in waterfront real estate who is working to expand his shipyard on the western waterfront. Sprague counseled understanding for the fishermen's plight.
And unfortunately, a lot of the people that they're complaining to and asking really don't understand boats, and they don't understand what it's like to find someone in your parking place next to your boat where you wanted to take the lobster traps off and you wanted to get to the boat. So there's a serious logistical problem that's because of the success of Portland.
Representatives of the fishermen's group say they, too, support the moratorium and are hopeful that a stakeholder task force to be appointed by City Manager John Jennings could move quickly on solutions. But they also say they will continue to gather signatures for a potential referendum in case the city does not act. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.